This is Betty Lockery Hoag on July 30th, 1964, interviewing Homer Dana in San Diego, Pacific Beach. Mr. Dana, you were active in the Federal Arts Projects in San Diego, working with Mr. Donald Horde on, I think, all of the statues that were created here. And I want to ask you about it for the archives. But before we talk about the projects period, I'd like to ask you a little about your own life. Do I have your name right? H-O-M-E-R-D-A-N-A?
Yes, that's right.
And where were you born and when, if you want to tell us?
Well, I was born in the state of Washington in Ellensburg in 1900.
And did you go to school in Ellensburg?
No, we came to California when I was young, and I've lived here most of my life.
Did you have formal art training?
I had some art training in the Santa Barbara School of the Arts, but it was technical training mostly, bronze casting.
Well, then you've been a sculptor all your life, too.
Well, not all my life, but I've done a great deal of it. I started in first working with Donald. In order to do technical work, we had planned on having a foundry of our own, and I would cast things in bronze, and Donald would model them.
Hmm.
We thought that would work out very well. But the Depression came along, and we didn't have any money. So we got some diorite from the local quarries and began developing our own technique in that, because there wasn't anybody who could show us.
Hmm. How did you happen to find them? Diorite in the first place? Do people go out and prospect for such things, or how does it happen?
Well, it started with an egg, believe it or not.
An egg?
Yes, Mr. Fred Rogers of the Museum of Man had an egg about the size of a turkey's egg, and it was black diorite and polished. And he said, you know, you fellows ought to carve this stone, because it looks very beautiful. And when we did get a piece of the stone, we found that we didn't know how to work it at all. We didn't have any tools, we didn't know how to start, and we were completely stumped. But the quarrymen and the people who made tombstones came to our rescue. They were good friends of ours. And they showed us the tools to use, and we developed a technique for sculpture, which was out of their line. But they gave us our start.
Well, that's very interesting. You might say the style trend in diorite has come full circle, because when we were in Europe last year, in Italy, we saw many eggs made of what I thought were marble. Maybe they were diorite, too. They were very popular as decorators' items. And
I think they are marble. That's marble country,
it
you
is.
Know.
That's interesting. At the time you were going to start your foundry, I was just curious about something. I believe in those days there was a man named Guy Nelly who was the only person who had a bronze foundry in the western part of the United States.
Nelly?
Nelly, yes.
Yes, I remember the foundry. I didn't see it, but I remember that there was that foundry in Los Angeles.
And it has never been replaced, has it?
No.
There's no.
No, there's another foundry there, Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R. But I don't believe they do very much in the way of lost wax. I think they do a little bit, but most of it is sand casting.
Well, as far as you and Mr. Gordon, it was a good thing that the Depression came along, because you might have filled the gap of the Nellies then and been just casting things, although I can't imagine it would be a sculpture.
We might have done a great deal in bronze and nothing in stone.
Yeah.
And Donald loves wood most of all. He's done his best work, he thinks, in wood, because it's all...
Excuse me just a moment, I think we'll have to wait for that airplane. The tape will pick that up instead of us. Thank you, I think it's far enough gone. I didn't catch what you said. Donald prefers working in wood.
He likes the wood, and he feels he does his best work in wood. But we began to work in stone because that kept both of us busy while he planned them.